Yeah. This used to be cotton country,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I used to be cotton. My wife and I when I first married. And I think it was a big old nigger. Boy, he could get 400 and 500 just easy.
Hmm.
He'd make me pick natural with him. That's a... take 3 a row, see?
Mm-hmm.
He'd pick 2 while I was picking 1. Mm-hmm. He just fussed me and him a good friend, you know, and he'd fuss at me. He threatened to take a cotton stalk to him if I didn't come on there. Said, you can get that. You can get that.
What do you do? Just pick with both hands at the same time?
With a sack, you see. Mm-hmm. Boy, you just take them over long fingers. And
mm-hmm.
But I know about 200 most real people. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get your water from your well?
With electric.
How about the old dug well out here?
No, that's just a cistern.
Oh. How do you fill it? What is it filled
from? It filled itself in the rain.
It has a seep in it now. You see, we had an old house that stood there, you know, and we had troughs all around it to run this rainwater in that cistern. And when we tore the house down, we didn't need the cistern anyway because it wasn't fit to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a seep in it. It's a concreted, you know, well, there's a seep of hard water. And it's just as hard as flint, so it's no more good rainwater. And we talk about filling it up, but it comes in so handy, you know, in a drought, why we can water the chickens and the calves and things. So we just keep it in here. A while back, that thing was almost brimming full.
My goodness. What did you use when you had a dug well to get your water?
Rope and bucket.
And what did you milk the cows into?
Bucket.
Wooden or tin or
tin.
Mm-hmm. When you finished your meal and your wife scraped the dishes, what would she scrape them into?
Well, she put it into what called a slop bucket them days.
And then that would go out to the hogs.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and different.
Mm-hmm. Made happy hogs, didn't it?
Yeah.
What utensils does your wife use when she's cooking? What does she use for meat?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. You call that anything else?
Skillet.
Huh? And if she's going to boil potatoes, what does she put those in?
Well, she has pots boiling in. Steers, is that what you call them?
And did she used to have one of these great big old black things that she could boil water in?
No, she used to have tea kettles.
You mean tea kettles?
No, I was thinking one of those great big iron ones that you might have out in the yard.
Oh, wash pot.
Things in?
Yeah.
Wash pot.
A big one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that would be called a wash pot. We used to have that sitting out in the yard, you know, on legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you boil your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called a wash pot.
What did she stir that with?
Well, I had a
broomstick.
Chunking stick, they called it. You know, chunk your clothes down and you'll have to lift them out. That's called in water, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Chunking stick.
And, you mentioned a stew pot, I think. Did she have, what did she stir stew with?
Spoon.
A big one?
Yeah.
Stir what?
Stew.
Stew. Big spoon.
What did you call your good dishes?
China.
Yeah. When I was a boy, I grew up with China. Glass and everything else, but it was all China. At least it was all called China.